Welcome to Miller Park in Milwaukee, for the game between the Florida Marlins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Florida Marlins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cameron Maben. Batting second. The shortstop, Osvaldo Martinez. Batting third. The left fielder, Logan Morrison. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Dan Ugla. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gabby Sanchez. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Chad Tracy. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Giancarlo Stanton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Brad Davis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Anibal Sanchez. Pitching for the Florida Marlins, Anibal Sanchez. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lorenzo Cain. Batting second. The right fielder, Corey Hart. Batting third. The second baseman, Ricky Weeks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Prince Fielder. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Casey McGehee. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Matt Gamel. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jonathan Lucroy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Cruz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Giovanni Gallardo. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Giovanni Gallardo. And now, play ball. Cameron Maben is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Maben strikes out. One out. Osvaldo Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Logan Morrison is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. McGehee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Lorenzo Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cain hits a line drive into left field. Morrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hart hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Ricky Weeks is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Weeks strikes out. Two outs. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Fielder hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tracy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Dan Ugla is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ugla hits a fly ball into right field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Sanchez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sanchez strikes out. Chad Tracy is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Tracy hits a fly ball into left field. Gamel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Stanton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Stanton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sanchez moves to second. Brad Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of Gallardo's glove, towards the right side of the infield. Weeks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Marlins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Casey McGehee is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McGehee strikes out. One out. Matt Gamel is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gamel strikes out. Two outs. Jonathan Lucroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lucroy hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Luis Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ugla fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Anibal Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sanchez strikes out. 1 out. Cameron Maben is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Maben is 0 for 1 in the game. Maben strikes out. 2 outs. Osvaldo Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Marlins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Giovanni Gallardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gallardo hits a fly ball into left field. Morrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lorenzo Cain is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cain is 0 for 1 in the game. Cain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ugla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ricky Weeks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Weeks is 0 for 1 in the game. Weeks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Logan Morrison is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Morrison strikes out. 1 out. Dan Ugla batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ugla is 0 for 1 in the game. Ugla hits a line drive into center field. Cain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gabby Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanchez is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Marlins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fielder is 0 for 1 in the game. Fielder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanchez fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Casey McGehee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGehee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGehee hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Matt Gamel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gamel is 0 for 1 in the game. Gamel strikes out. 2 outs. Jonathan Lucroy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lucroy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lucroy hits a fly ball into center field. Maben settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Chad Tracy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tracy is 0 for 1 in the game. Tracy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Stanton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stanton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stanton strikes out. 1 out. Brad Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Tracy moves to second. Anibal Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanchez is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanchez bunts towards the mound. Gallardo fields it and throws to first for the out. Tracy moves to third. Davis moves to second. Two outs. Cameron Maben is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Maben is 0-for-2 in the game. Maben takes first base on ball 4. Osvaldo Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weeks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Marlins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Luis Cruz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a pop-up for a triple. Giovanni Gallardo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gallardo is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallardo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ugla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lorenzo Cain is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cain is 0-for-2 in the game. Cain hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tracy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hart is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cruz scores. It's 2-0, Brewers. Ricky Weeks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Hart. The throw from Davis and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Ricky Weeks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Weeks is 0-for-2 in the game. Weeks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hart scores. It's 3-0, Brewers. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder is 0-for-2 in the game. Fielder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Logan Morrison is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morrison is 0-for-2 in the game. Morrison hits a line drive into center field. Cain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ugla is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ugla is 0-for-2 in the game. Ugla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gabby Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sanchez is 0-for-2 in the game. Sanchez strikes out. Two outs. Chad Tracy batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tracy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tracy hits a line drive into center field. Cain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Marlins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Casey McGeehee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McGeehee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McGeehee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Matt Gamel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gamel is 0-for-2 in the game. Gamel is hit by the pitch. McGeehee moves to second. Carlos Gomez pinch runs for Matt Gamel. Jonathan Lucroy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lucroy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lucroy hits a fly ball into left field. Morrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Cruz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Cruz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ugla fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McGeehee moves to third. Gomez moves to second. Giovanni Gallardo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gallardo is 0 for 2 in the game. Gallardo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McGehee scores. Gomez scores. Cruz moves to second. It's 5-0, Brewers. Burke Badenhop now pitching. Lorenzo Cain is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cain is 0 for 3 in the game. Cain hits a fly ball into left field. Morrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hart is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hart hits a fly ball into right field. Stanton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Carlos Gomez now playing left field. Mike Stanton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stanton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stanton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brad Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stanton moves to second. Scott Cousins pinch hits for Burke Badenhop. Scott Cousins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cousins strikes out. 1 out. Cameron Maben is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Maben is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Maben hits a ball on the ground into center field. Cain picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cain. Stanton scores. Davis goes all the way around to score. Maben moves to third. It's 5-2, Brewers. Osvaldo Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Martinez is 0 for 3 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. McGehee fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Logan Morrison is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 3 in the game. Morrison takes first base on ball 4. Cameron Lowe now pitching. Dan Ugla is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ugla is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ugla hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maben scores. Morrison moves to second. It's 5-3, Brewers. Gabby Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sanchez is 0 for 3 in the game. Sanchez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weeks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Marlins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Sandy Rosario now pitching. Ricky Weeks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Weeks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Weeks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Brewers. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Fielder is 0 for 3 in the game. Fielder hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Brewers. Casey McGehee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGehee is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. McGehee hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Stanton. McGehee reaches second base with a double. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ugla fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McGehee moves to third. Jonathan Lucroy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lucroy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lucroy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McGehee scores. There goes Gomez trying to get to third. Stanton throws the ball in to Tracy, who tags Gomez for the out. One out. It's 8-3, Brewers. Luis Cruz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cruz is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Cruz hits a line drive into center field. Maben settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Inglot pinch hits for Cameron Lowe. Joe Inglot is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Inglot hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanchez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Inglot for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Marlins 3. The Marlins will come to bat. Manny Parra now pitching. Chad Tracy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Tracy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tracy takes first base on ball 4. Mike Stanton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stanton is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Stanton strikes out. One out. Brad Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Davis strikes out. 2 outs. Wes Helms pinch hits for Sandy Rosario. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weeks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Marlins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Seton now pitching. Lorenzo Cain batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cain is 0-for-4 in the game. Cain takes first base on ball 4. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hart is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Ricky Weeks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Weeks is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Weeks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Marlins 3. The Marlins will come to bat. Todd Coffey now pitching. Cameron Maben is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Maben is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Maben hits a ball on the ground towards third. McGehee fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Osvaldo Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Martinez is 0-for-4 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Logan Morrison is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Morrison is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weeks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 8, and Florida Marlins, 3. Goodbye from Miller Park in Milwaukee.